Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharanam Nirvishesha Shunyavati Paskachare Nishatarine Nancha Kalpadurubhyascha Krita Sinya Vigacha Pratita Nantramane Vyo Vaishna Devya Namo Namaha. I'm very thankful to be here tonight. Very thankful for Srila Narayana Maharaj to invite me to join with all of you tonight and have this wonderful Sadhu Sangha in the holy Dham of Srila Mayapur. Just seeing so many devotees is something quite shocking when you're running around the world and seeing 2 devotees here, 10 devotees there. Maybe 30 in one place, and then you go one place, everywhere devotees, huge amounts, temples coming up out of the ground in surprising speeds. And you say, what's going on? What's Lord Chaitanya's plan? It is something, if everything grows so fast, so vast, so beautiful, the bhakti lata bij in the heart of every individual, so that all the shortcomings which we have been dragging along for such a long time can be overpowered and the real true holy name can be established in our hearts, and we may go forever unending joy into the eternal, the world of love, that world where we are dreaming of, where every word is a song and every step is a dance, and where there is no disputes and difficulties, just motivated by dual insignificant issues. Oh, that world we are longing for so much, and hope is there because Lord Chaitanya has touched the hearts of people from all types of life, all different nations, all different backgrounds, upbringings. It's just unbelievable. And even though our mind has the mentality like the fly to always find some stool somewhere to sit on, the real bee-like mentality of the Vaishnavas who simply goes around and tries to distribute the joy of Krishna's holy name, the joy of the sadhu seva to everybody, and share with them that there is something real, tangible to be achieved in this life. You see, as we go in this world and see so many developments arising from our spiritual master's grace, who is the all in our life and who has brought about the unbelievable change of the heart in so many countless people, then you see everything is possible. The word impossible is truly from a fool's dictionary. It is not just a say-so. It is a reality. So actually we have so much in common. Unbelievable. The whole foundation of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, it is so beautiful and so precise and gives us so much guidelines for practically everything in life we have to do. And here and there we also have a few things which are just like maybe missionary concerns and other things which are also there in the relative world. But when the absolute descends to the reality, to the relative, that is when the relative gets a chance to be uplifted and to be transcended, so that we can actually discover the joy which Srila Prabhupada and all the spiritual masters have come to give Srila Bhakti Prajan Keshava Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakhak Shidadev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Narayan Maharaj, and so many others are giving this love to the world. And we are hoping that spirit of love will be the all-pervading and the common denomination or dominator, which will really make us feel joyful about everything which goes on in the Vaishnava world, because it is all beyond me, and I think beyond all of us, when we see how Lord Chaitanya's plan is taking place. I also want to take advantage of being here with you tonight by the invitation of Srila Narayan Maharaj, that one of the common things we have all in common was the great gift Srila Prabhupada gave to the whole world, which I may call here very short in one word, transcendental vegetarianism, or you may also call it karma-free food, as more technical terms use it sometimes. Actually, in the vegetarian times, there was an essay written by the editor, and he said, "The vegetarian movement in the United States of America started with the Hare Krishna Sunday feast done by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada." And that, when I read that, I was very enthused. And what I'm saying is that Srila Prabhupada really had a concern very much what people eat, and he wasn't satisfied that they would become vegetarians. Not at all. He would emphasize so much. I know that is nothing for you. You're all vegetarians and eating prasadam for so many years. But there's millions of people in the world, they're not yet vegetarians, and they don't know what is prasadam. So he said, he was very keen on that. He said, only by prasadam we can reach the hearts of countless people. So in this connection also, we have started a little program called the Spoon Revolution, which is a joyful way of sharing the understanding of karma-free food with the people in the world. If you have any interest in that, you are welcome to look it up on the internet. It's spoonrevolution.com. And you will find there many, many, many ideas how to convey and how to get more people to be aware about their lifestyle, about their eating, and that actually everything comes from Krishna. And if they don't recognize the person who has created them and who's maintaining them, then they will be ungrateful and they will not really have great joy in life. So Srila Prabhupada, he made that point so clear by personally supplying prasadam to his young disciples and requesting, and he even said, there should never be a temple where you go and there's not a plate of prasadam ready to be taken. So in this way, just as one of the things which we surely all have in common, the happiness, the joy of sharing and distribution of prasadam, because like everybody should be happy in this world, it's the guiding theme for all the Vaishnavas and the motivation for them to go out and accept so many hardships to be able to convey that message to everybody in the world. So you please excuse me if I make this teeny little point tonight. Guys, just think, as we go out into different places of the world, this is a very incredible tool to get many people very enthusiastic. I just came back from Mexico, where we had an introduction of a vegetarian festival in the biggest hall in town. And so many people came with gratefulness that somebody takes up the voice for those who cannot speak for themselves. So you see, the animals, they can't speak here for themselves, but we can speak. And I know that this is not the highest bhakti, and I know it's not the highest priority on the level of devotional efforts, But I think our spiritual masters, they have given us so much. So if we can share some of that spirit, it will bring only more and more people to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga. And I simply want to also excuse myself because I won't be able to stay the whole program tonight because we are staying very far away from here and I don't want to look impolite. But I just thank you so much for giving me the chance to just be with you. Since they say lava mata salva sangha, then I think one lava was accomplished being with you, but we stay on. Thank you so much. All glories to Guru Gauranga. Srila Narayana Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Sita Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I stay a little bit, but I go to the other one.
Maharaj.
He's not going now.
He's not going now.
Om Jnana Kimirandasya Jnanam Jnushalakaya Chakshurum Vilikamye Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanincha Kalpatru Bhyascha Vipasindhu Vedacha Patithanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pridayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorachise Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sabai Bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I can understand, but not speak so much.
Shri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai Shri Navadvipadam Parikrama Ki Jai Shri Rupanuda Guru Vayuda Ki Jai Shri Napatiradanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Napatiradanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Napatiradanta Trivikram Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Sarvadeva Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanande So by the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, we have all come here on this evening, on the third day of our Sri Navadvipadam Parikrama, with the golden opportunity to sit at the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudev, who so mercifully is coming to give his divine presence and blessings to all and to give us the inspiration that we need in order to perform this parikrama with a pure heart and pure focus why we are doing this. Srila Gurudev has traveled throughout the length and breadth of the entire world, as our previous My Beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also did, by the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and also by the blessings of his Sannyas Guru and dear God Brother Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. In the same way, our beloved Gurudev has traveled throughout the world, to all corners of the world, giving this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Gauravani, Gauravani Pracharane, and inspiring all the devotees that the purpose of this human form of life is for no other purpose than to attain pure bhakti, unalloyed bhakti to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Exhaustively, tirelessly, our Guru Varga, they are teaching us the words of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, who has given the message of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Swapadantikam. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad gave this mission within this world, which would satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and would fulfill his Manobhishta, his inner heart's desire, that all Jiva souls will have the opportunity to attain Braja Prem, Krishna Prem, Unnata Ujvala Rasa, Swabhakti Shriyam Prem. But to begin this path, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he composed Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which he gave all the elementary instructions where one can begin the practice of bhakti, and there he told the definition of bhakti so that one will not be misled and misguided and miss the goal of the human form of life. Therefore he gave very clearly and concisely, and we have heard our Gurudev repeat this instruction hundreds and hundreds of times tirelessly to teach us all what we need to do, that we need to strive for anyabhilashita shunyam bhakti. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilam bhaktir uttama. Without performing bhakti free from other desires and other motivations, not covered by the desires for karma and jnana and siddhis, mystic siddhis, without being distracted by any other anya abhilas, and being completely one-pointed, focused, anakulyena krishnanushilanam, serving Krishna 24 hours, like a stream of honey flowing, with body, mind, and words, and all of one's emotions, then this can be called Uttama Bhakti. Otherwise, it is a completely Chaya Bhakti, Abhas. It is some kind of reflection of bhakti, and it will not lead us to that desired goal of Krishna Prem. So this is the message of our Acharyas. They are coming to give us the actual process, the pure process through which this Braja Prem may be attained. But as they travel throughout the world and they cut so many jungles in order to plant this conception in the hearts of all the Jiva souls, they see that they will have to eliminate so many misconceptions, so many Mayavad conceptions, so many Sahajiya conceptions, and gross materialism, and they find, they manufacture some way by which the conditioned souls may be engaged. They give them their first step, their second step, their third step, and they give them the process by which they may proceed from any level where they are. So just now, we heard the dissertation of my dear godbrother, Shripad Bhakti Alok Paramadvaiti Maharaj, and he is always very enthusiastic. He is always very enthusiastic to preach this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimad Bhaktivedanta Parayatak Maharaj Ki Jai. Srimad Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srimad Bhaktivedanta Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Srimad Bhaktivedanta Charya Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti Ki Jai. Gona Pramanande.
जय परिप्रय आचार्य त्रिवेदी स्वामी श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण वसन महाराज की जय। श्री नारायण वसन महाराज की जय। श्री नारायण वसन महाराज की जय। अध्यक्ष वृंद की जय।
তাহলে আমি গাড়ি নিয়ে আসবো, পাঠার সঙ্গে গাড়ি নিয়ে আনতে আসবো কখন? আপনাকে নিতে আসতে হবে তো?
সাড়ে ছটা সাতটা তাহলে কখন ওপেনিং হবে সেইটা বলো।
ওই দিনে খৌর আছে,
যজ্ঞের পরে তো উদ্বোধন হবে, প্রতিষ্ঠার কার্যটা হরাজ কর্ত
কথা বলাটা ধ্যান না করে
কথা বল।
এই মহারাজ কদিন আগে আমদার নামে কত কথা বলে
সব থাক
কতটা মহারাজ নিজেই আচার্য মহারাজ তো যা আছেই আছে।
আচার্য মহারাজ
আমাদের ধর্মসভা
নমো বিষ্ণু পদায় ঘোর প্রেষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমদ্ভক্তি প্রজ্ঞান কেশবৈতি নাম অতিমত্তচরিত্রায় শ্বাসিতানন্দ বালিনে জীবদুঃখে সদাতায় নাম প্রেম প্রদায় বংশাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমো মহাবদন্যায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যনাম গৌরত্বিশে তবৈবাস্মি তবৈবাস্মি নরিমামি ত্বয়া বিনা ইতি বিজ্ঞায় রাগে পঙ্গমাম চরণাম গৌরব গৌরাঙ্গের পিতাকে আমাদের পরিক্রমা দুই দিন না দুটি দিন বৈশিষ্ট্য ভাবতে সম্পন্ন করেছি। কালকে আমরা
অন্তর্দিন মায়া ফিরে গিয়েছিলাম
না, কালকে যাব নৃসিংহপল্লি আমরা যাব, আপনার সকলেই প্রস্তুত থাকবেন। এই স্থান যেখানে আমরা আছি এটাকে বলে অপরাধ ভঞ্জন কুলিয়া গ্রাম। এখানে যারা যারা নামাপরাধী, বৈষ্ণব অপরাধী, গুরু অপরাধী, তাদেরকে সম্পন্ন প্রণীত হয়ে হৃদয়ের অনুতাপ সহিত যদি অনুতাপ করে কেউ আপন পুন ক্ষমা মানে তাহলে সব অপরাধ ক্ষমা হয়ে যায়। যারা গোপাল চাপাল নাকি ছিল যে হরিদাস ঠাকুরকে অপমান করেছিল, বলেছে তোমার নাক কেটে যাবে না হ্যাঁ আমাদের নাম কেটে যাবে, তাহার নাক গলে গেল, কুষ্ঠ ব্যাধি হয়ে গেল। সে আবার চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু যখন এখানে ছিলেন তখন এসে তাহার অপরাধ ক্ষমা করিয়েছিলেন, বলে যাও তাহার চরণেতে যাও ক্ষমা মাঙো। তখন সে ডাইরেক্ট ভাবে তাহার চরণেতে গিয়ে ক্ষমা মেঙেছিল। দেবানন্দ পণ্ডিত যিনি শ্রীবাস পণ্ডিতের চরণেতে অপরাধ করেছিলেন তিনি মহাপ্রভুকে বারবার বলাতেও বললেন যে যাও তাহার চরণেতে ক্ষমা মাঙো, অনুতাপগ্রস্ত হয়ে সেখানে দিয়েছিলেন এবং তারপরে তিনি ক্ষমা করাতেন। আর বহু বহু অপরাধী, নামাপরাধী, বৈষ্ণবপরাধী, গুরু অবজ্ঞাকারীগণ এইখানে তাহাদেরকে ওই থেকে অপরাধ থেকে তাহাদের মুক্তি হয়েছে। বিশেষ করে এই স্থানেতে অভিন্ন গোবর্ধন রাসস্থলী নিকটেতে রাধাকুণ্ড শ্যামকুণ্ড আর সব বহুলাবন এইসব স্থানেতে এই জন্য এই স্থানের মহত্ব বেশি। বিশেষ করে এইখানকার পাষণ্ডী ব্রহ্মানুগ্রহ আর অন্য লোক প্রভুপাদকে মারবার চেষ্টা করে, তখন আমাদের গুরু মহারাজ নিজে সাদা কাপড় তাহাকে দিয়ে আর তাহার ত্রিদণ্ড বর্ষণ কাপড় সব কিছু গ্রহণ করে তাহাকে মায়াপুরে সকুশলে পাঠিয়ে দিল। আর এই জন্য আমরা মনে করি যে এই ত্রিদণ্ড সন্ন্যাস ওই প্রভুপাদই তাহাকে নিজে থেকে দিয়েছে। এইখানেতে অভিন্ন গোবর্ধন বললাম, বহুলাবন আর সব বহু এখানে বৈশিষ্ট্য আছে। আপনারা পরম সৌভাগ্যশালী যে এই স্থানেতে এসেছেন। গুরু মহারাজ এই জন্য এই স্মার্ত ব্রাহ্মণ অসহজিয়া ওদের মাঝখানেতে শ্রী দেবানন্দ গৌড়ীয় মঠ স্থাপন করেন। আর এইখান থেকে প্রবল প্রতাপেতে তিনি আশপাশে সারা বাংলা, বিহার, তারপরে ওদিকেতে আসাম পুরা, আমাদের বৃন্দাবন ইত্যাদিতে আর দ্বারকা পরিক্রমা ইত্যাদি করে ওই সব অঞ্চলেতে তিনি প্রচার আরম্ভ করেছিলেন। আরও একটি কাজ তিনি করেছিলেন, ছিল ভক্তিবেদান স্বামী মহারাজ, যার নাম ছিল অভয়চরণার বৃন্দ। তাকে সন্ন্যাস প্রদান করেন মথুরাতে কেশবজি গৌড়ীয় মঠে। আর তারপরে তিনি ওইখান থেকে বিদেশে যান আর সর্বত্র তিনি প্রচার করেন। সন্ন্যাসী না হলে হতো না, সন্ন্যাসী একটি মর্যাদা হল। এই জন্য গুরু মহারাজ নাকে সন্ন্যাসী ইত্যাদি প্রদান করেছিলেন। ভক্তিবেদান স্বামী মহারাজ তাহার পত্রেতে গুরু মহারাজের অপ্রকট পরে তিনি এইসব লিখে পাঠিয়েছিলেন। এই স্থানের বহু মহিমা ক্রমে ক্রমে আমি বন মহারাজ আর অন্য লোক সব বলবে, আমি বক্তব্যে এইখানে সমাপ্ত করি, কারণ বেশি বলতে পারি না, এই জন্য এই সমাপ্ত করলাম। পঞ্চাকল্পতরু।